This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 11th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the farm income outlook for the rest of this year and the year ahead relies heavily on Chinese buying of U.S. commodities. Jim Sutter, CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, was in China following the meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi in October. Sutter understands how the specifics may be lacking.
You know, I've never sat in a meeting with the two presidents and then these very senior people, but I can imagine they don't necessarily know all of the details. You know, they're more talking, I would guess, at sort of high levels. So I think when they made this commitment to purchase 12 million tons of soy this year, 25 million tons in each of the subsequent years, I don't know if anybody in the room actually got down and said, okay, does that mean by the end of December? Does it mean by the end of what? I don't know if they got to that point.
Sutter believes Chinese government and industry officials want a better trade relationship with the U.S.
But we had the opportunity there to meet with numerous people from industry, people from government, and particularly the people from government really gave us the strong impression that this was a really important commitment from the Chinese, from the presidents, and that they were planning to implement it. Since that time, I was just a week ago or so in a meeting with a group from China in Washington, D.C., and again, they talked about how important it is that this agreement be implemented. And this is a very high-level, important, historic agreement between President Xi and President Trump, and they're taking it very serious.
Now, the USDA has announced additional flash sales of soybeans to China this week, but perhaps not at the pace that industry would like to see. In other news, the Indiana Farm Bureau opens its annual meeting tomorrow. President Randy Crone says they're keeping an eye on the State House and says the redistricting issue is outside their lane.
Right now, we're trying to stay focused on pocketbook issues that matter to our farmers. And, you know, that's from farm bill to, you know, land use to property tax reform. And, you know, drones is another one, Jeff, that we've been dealing with, that a lot of drones flying around our livestock facilities that aren't identified.
Today, Indiana's Republican-led Senate voted against a redrawn congressional map, would have favored their party in the 26 elections, despite months of pressure by President Donald Trump for a rare mid-cycle redistricting. Crone says Farm Bureau delegates have plenty of other issues to discuss.
And locally, it's the property tax front. We've had a lot of discussions around water because, you know, we're blessed with a lot of water here, but not everywhere. And some of the industry, data centers, some big users are coming to Indiana. So it's moving the water to the front burner, really. On the national issue, trade, and also domestic use, you know, trying to get E15 year-round is important. You know, trying to get some other fixes. The Prop 12 always comes up that, you know, we can't have 20 or 30 different standards how we raise our livestock. That's another one.
In Washington, Crone says the debate over ultra-processed foods could have unintended consequences.
Our concern is, you know, we have to be careful. Some of these things were done for shelf life and preservation, health and safety reasons. And we got to be careful we don't unwind all of that and then create some other problems.
There are two phrases. Crone says the economic climate in farm country is a real concern.
I've talked to a number of bankers, and they've seen balance sheets deteriorate the last couple of years. I'm worried about all farmers, but the young farmers generally don't have the balance sheet or the assets that they can carry themselves through a low time like this for very long. And, you know, the bankers that I've talked to said, you know, there's some probably won't be farming next year that were this year. And that
today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.